You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Hello, my lady loves, and welcome to a new episode of Lady Lovin'. I hope that your Monday is off to a fabulous start.
This is like the calmest, most tranquil, meditative introduction you've ever done.
I know.
I feel like the air conditioning is giving this like a very spa vibe.
Do you? That's nice.
Maybe,
like
yeah.
Continuous noise?
A little.
Well, you guys, I'm just going to, usually I'll talk about myself for a little bit, but I'm not going to. Well, hold on. First of all, Lo Bosworth, everybody.
Hi.
Jilly Hendrix, everyone.
Hello.
And today on the show, I'm just going to jump
right in. Who are
you?
What if we were
first-time listener? Oh, I'm Greta Titelman. Sorry. If you're a first-time listener, my name is Greta Titelman. I am here. I am like,
she's alive.
My hair color is the halfway point between Jilly and Lowe's.
I really like it.
Thanks, guys. I had the flu last week, feeling a lot better. And here we are. And we have a very, very, very special guest on our show today. She, number one, is my friend. That's what's most important.
Friends
here.
First. You
friends
know?
First. Number one, she's my friend. Number two, she is the founder and operator of The 12-ish Style, which is a body positivity blog and Instagram account. She is also the mother of Pants and Muppet and Toast. I'm sure most of you know Toast Meets World, the most adorable King Charles Cavalier you have ever laid your eyes on. And, you know, Katie Storino, everyone.
Woo!
She's the best.
She's an Instagram queen.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Katie.
Let's hear it for our live studio audience.
You guys are so cute.
So, Katie, we have so much to talk about because you do so
we
many
do.
Things. You really do.
I'm so excited to be here, by the way, and thank you for the prenatal gummy vitamin snack.
I love them because you get six. And to me, like, vitamin chews, two aren't enough. I want more.
Wait, let me talk about these vitamins, though. You take six of them, and what are they for? They're for pregnant women?
They're candy.
They're candy.
Can I see
them?
Like,
really are you eating them for your hair or
prenatals,
for your nails? Or
prenatals are supposedly good for hair and nails.
So that's the only reason why you have that.
Rumor, too. I've been eating these for, like, 2 years. My hair and nails look nothing.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't think these vitamins are healthy for you at all. There are 8 grams of there are 8 grams of sugar in them. And I'm literally just chewing them so that I feel like they're really not good for
Why
you.
Why don't you just buy a Starburst, girl? Get a pink Starburst and call it a day.
Doesn't help. There's like omega-3 and vitamin D. And
it's like if I'm eating shit, at least I'm eating shit with a little bit of something good.
Can I tell you all the sugar things that are in these
I know it.
Vitamins?
I've read it. There's like...
Ingredients.
Cane. Like
ingredients. Ingredients. Organic sugar.
Yep.
Organic tapioca syrup.
Yep.
Gelatin. Pectin.
Yep.
Citric acid. Fine. Yep. Natural flavors. Shit. Colors added. Shit. And then there's also anchovies.
Okay, first of all,
good for your hair.
Good for your hair, omegas.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And
fuck yeah, 8 grams of sugar is so much sugar.
We know.
Girl, you just gotta get like a
it's for six.
You just gotta get a scoop of ice cream every once in a while for that craving.
Girl. No, I want that anchovy in the gelatin, in the gummy that's been rolled in organic
anchovy then.
You can get a prenatal vitamin that doesn't have all this extra sugar.
Listen, you guys.
She's taking it for that.
Hold
She's
on.
Taking it for the sugar.
Hold on.
For the deliciousness?
Yeah. Okay, you know what? We all have our vices.
Okay,
okay
that's
so
true.
This
right.
is this
all right.
is mine.
Let's bring
Let's
it back
circle
to Katie.
Back to
Let's
Katie.
Bring it back
okay.
to Katie.
Katie, you are just, you do everything, and we need to be, you know, organized with this conversation because you just have so much shit to talk about.
We have not ever had a internet, social media,
star
moving on
yes.
the show.
So nice to me.
I would
table.
Like to know how many Instagram accounts do you run?
I run five.
Five.
That is
yes.
crazy.
Which, wait, you run Toast?
I run Toast, Underpants,
Muppet,
The 12-ish Style, and then I have like a personal account with which is like pretty much dead.
Yeah.
I can't even run my own one Instagram account, so I do not know how you have time to do five.
I have to tell you. And then I also run two Snapchat accounts. And then Facebook, I just populate through my Instagram.
Right.
Yeah. But before Instagram had the toggle, I had to like log in and out, and it was like the bane of my existence. And now it's like Snapchat. I can't.
Same with Instagram, right? Yeah. You had to like log in and out, or else you had to have five cell phones.
That's exactly what
I have.
You have to log in, and I had to log literally in and out, and then I would like post on the wrong one because I wasn't paying attention. Come on.
I have three Instagram accounts that I run, and that's where I would like to stop.
You should stop there. 30, beyond that, it feels like you have a problem.
Well, let's first, I guess, should we talk about the 12-ish style first?
No, I wanted to talk about toast first and then the 12-ish style.
Okay, Greta.
How did you become... Because I thought that the 12-ish style would lead into sex.
Great. So let's talk about toast and why did you decide to start that?
Well, I started it because I'm a weirdo, and Greta knows. Greta's known the dogs for a long time, and Toast is just a special dog, right?
Toast is an incredible dog.
Right.
I got to have Toast. I babysat Toast before Toast was famous.
She pooped all over your house.
She pooped all over my house. I slid in Toast's poop.
Right. Before she was, before they were stars.
Yeah, before she was a before she was a star.
Did you take a photo of it, or do you have like the poop saved somewhere?
No, honestly, it happened in the middle of the night. But like Katie told us that, you know, Toast is a delicate dog.
She is.
She's very delicate.
She has a very delicate tummy. She still poops on the floor, even as a famous dog. So I started the account because I knew she was special, and I wanted to share her with more than just my immediate group of friends. And I got a costume made for her from that movie Her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had like the Joaquin Phoenix look made with like, the high pants and this red shirt from this woman I met on the internet from Alabama. And I posted it, and then like because I've been in PR for 9 years, I was like, oh, I should send this around because that's what you do. You just talk about things.
You know how to do it.
So I sent that around to different publications right before the Oscars, and there was, and people really liked it. And so then I got addicted to
dressing Toast up.
And I went to like the American Girl store and I bought her some rollerblades.
That was an amazing one.
But then it just like, I'm just doing this on my own, laughing to myself in my living room. But then people really liked it. So we got her like skis and like beach gear. Like, I don't know.
Toast she was like a Barbie. Yeah, she was like Toast skiing, Toast scuba Malibu bar, Toast.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then I realized that the dog internet stuff was kind of...
fire.
It's kind of happening. Like, like there was this dog named Tuna. Tuna melts my heart. I don't know if you guys.
I like Tuna.
Yeah, she's sweet. He's a rescue, and her mom's really sweet. And I saw that he was like on the Today Show, and so I was like, oh, dog fame is a thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's do this.
And then you really did it.
And then I did it, but you know, it's really hard when you look at like friends and family and say, I'm going to make my dog famous. Like 2 years ago, that's not a thing. And everyone's like, well, you need to like focus maybe on your life and like getting things together. And I'm like, no. This is what I'm doing now.
And now look at you. Toast has a book.
Yeah. Toast has a book. Toast Hampton. We did Toast Hampton this summer with HarperCollins, and it's all about how to like summer in style.
What are some of Toast's tips to summer in style?
If you have a chatty guest, just like fake a nap.
Okay.
Go for a walk. If people won't leave your house, like maybe they'll notice that you're gone and they'll leave.
Right. I do that a lot when I want people to leave. Yeah. I'm like, let's go.
It's mostly like a tip for how to avoid people.
Yeah. I think I should buy this.
I vibe on that. I have a question. When you first started Toast and you were like, okay, I'm going to do this thing, did you have a vision for what it could be? What year was this? Like, did you know that you could like make all this money and essentially create a career out of
not
creating these like Instagram and internet personalities?
Not fully, because the only animal that was doing that was Grumpy Cat, and that's one animal.
Right.
So it was not like there was like this whole now there's like categories of like A-list dogs, like B-list dogs. Like, it's so crazy. I had a vision, which I still haven't gotten to. Like, I would love for Toast to have like a plush animal that you can like change her outfits, and I would love, or Ooh. Boo also, I guess, was really big too.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, I remember Boo yeah. and I remember
from
Grumpy
Sex
Cat.
In the City. Remember when what? She does the book reading and then the dog comes up and it's Boo, I think.
Yeah, what? But that was like that a fake episode. That was like a fake thing.
I think that Sex
oh, I thought
the City
that was
wrote
a real
a
dog.
Joke. No.
I thought that was a real
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, I think that was a fake thing.
Oh yeah, like more people showed up for like the dog's reading than her reading.
But that is true.
For sure.
Like, that stuff happens all the yeah. time. Like they're like, we've never had this many people come for like anyone or like book signings or
yeah,
anything like
I'm
that.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, when I came, that must have been two years ago when I was helping, my sister and I were helping you at that event in Chelsea.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah, like the line to meet, Tuna was there too. It was
Finn.
Toast, Tuna and Finn. Yeah. And the line to meet these three dogs, I'm not kidding you.
Was it like
you,
the Jonas Brothers?
Crazier. It was like around the block. People were like trying to climb over the like fence to get pictures. And then people didn't understand that like you had to wait to take photos. No. And I was like, you can't take pictures with the dogs yet. And it's like crazy when you're yelling at people
Brett
about this shit.
Control at this like, animal. No, I know. And
you
then,
must have to have security at all that event.
Well, it's really awkward because then you have people who like take their picture and then they come back and they're like, can I just like do this? And you're like, sure. And then they're like, can I just do this? And like, I don't have security. I don't have you at every event. So yeah. I was being crazy.
The people that circulate and just keep coming back, you're like, you are a fucking nut job.
Also, I'm sure when you're walking down the street, people stop you all the time.
They do. But I like that.
Yeah.
Because I like it. I started pop-up toasts which I was like the first one to start doing that. These like meet and greets where essentially I'd be like, hey, we're going to be here tomorrow at this time. Like, come meet Toast. And people are like, why do you want to do that? Why do you want to go talk to people? But I love having people interact with the dogs because they like are so excited and they follow these dogs every day. They see them every day.
Yeah.
And like to meet them in person, it's like cool. Plus it's a dog. So
the dogs
like
are
fun.
Probably so excited. They're like extra cuddles today.
The dogs, yeah, they're fine. Like they're going to like take all your petting and then like go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Can we get to like the origin story of Toast, where you found Toast, where you found Muppet, and now where you found Pants? Because I think what's most important about all of the work that you do with Toast is advocating for rescues.
I love you, Greta. Yeah.
I love you.
Exactly. We actually had a pop-up Toast last week, and this woman came in with a new puppy, and she was like, it's my new dog. I'm like, it's so cute. Where'd you get it? And she's like, I got it at a pet store. I'm like, what? So the thing is, our whole message is adopt, don't shop. So Toast, Muppet, and Underpants are all former puppy mill breeding dogs, which means that they made puppies for pet stores and online, like puppies.com. Mm-hmm. And the dogs that produce the puppies for those places are kept in like very poor health. It's like factory farming for puppies. So they just keep them in wire cages, breed them at every opportunity. And then when they can't breed anymore, they usually shoot them, drown them, whatever.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's truly terrible. And that's actually why Toast's tongue is out and Muppet's tongue. Cause, dental disease they have very infected gums and all their teeth fall out because, they're treated so badly. So by the time Toast was five, all her teeth were dead, which small dogs do lose teeth, but at five, like they shouldn't be losing teeth.
Yeah, right.
So Muppet was the first dog that I got, and I didn't really know about this issue until I met Muppet, who I met on the set of a Cesar Millan shoot for The Dog Whisperer for a CBS early show, because I was doing PR for the magazine at the time, which was like such a fun client, and I loved doing that. Also, I was so much taller than Cesar. Anyway, so I met her on the set of that show, and then I took her home, and then I researched like what a puppy mill dog was, and then I was like, oh my God, it's like not cool when I go and pet those dogs in the pet store, because it gives like attention to the pet store industry. And then I started reading about it, and I was like, I have to get another one. And then Toast was like coming up from a puppy mill raid where they go, and actually authorities, like the puppy mills have violated so many things. Puppy mills are actually legal. I should say that out loud.
Yeah.
because we don't have laws against them, but there are like violations.
Like the, animal rights.
Like the dogs have to be able to turn around in the cage. So that's like, so that actually is like a USDA standard for dog breeding, is just that the dog has to be able to turn around. Oh. They can have wire or mesh under their feet, no bedding. Like they never have to go outside to be walked. They just have to have like a certain amount of like food, water. They have to be kept alive essentially. Anyway, so I heard that, there was a King Charles Spaniel coming up from North Carolina, and I went to go pick her up to foster her in Brooklyn at this, like at the drop off place. And, I had talked to the guy, 'cause I'm a psycho. I talked to the guy like 50 times and I was like, I'm getting the Ruby Cavalier, right? Like I'm Katie, like I'm coming. And then, I got there and a girl was walking out with Toast. She was like leaving. And I was like, what are you doing? And I like stopped her and I went and grabbed the guy. And I was like, who is this? Like, this is the dog, right? This is my dog I'm taking home. And he was like, oh, her name's Katie too. I thought it was you. And so I was like, no. And she had already like fallen in love with Toast. Oh, Toast's name was Bijou then.
Bijou. Yeah. Oh,
she'd already
fuck
named it Bijou.
My mother, no.
Yeah, Bijou.
That is not a dog
name.
Well,
Bijou was like the name she like came in with because like rescues like give weird names to dogs.
Right,
like,
but she, her yeah. chosen I mean, name was Bijou. Yeah.
Well, in fairness, yeah. it does mean kiss in French.
I mean, yes, but also it's a stripper name.
For, like, this Katie's a dog stripper name.
This Katie sounds like a tacky yeah. broad. Continue. Yeah.
So I felt so bad because I didn't feel that bad. I was actually like quite rude because I was like, I'm really sorry, but like I'm taking this dog home. And so she started crying and I still didn't give her the dog. And I like filled out the paperwork. And
do you guys keep her. In touch?
Well, do you want to know what's funny?
Yes. Or maybe did she reach out to you and be like, oh my God, I want my dog.
Like, what did she say?
She was like, I knew it was you. And I was like, yeah. I'm sorry.
But to be fair,
you've given Toast a beautiful life.
I did. And like, what was Bijou going to do like in Brooklyn?
Nothing.
Yeah. You know,
did she send you like a mean message?
She was just like, I recognized you from that night. Like it was me. I was like, I took her like first Bijou. And I was like, I'm sorry. Yes.
And then that was it.
She's my dog. Go away.
Well, you know,
I block you on Instagram.
If she is a real animal lover, she should be happy to know that Toast is flourishing.
Yes. Yes.
And helping the future of a bunch of other dogs.
Yeah, exactly. She's fine. But, I don't even know that I really got into that. And then Pants, I just really love Japanese chin faces because they make you laugh, and like Pants makes me laugh every time I look at her. Also, Pants loves Mozart, and like Pants meditates. Pants can't hold down a job. Pants is so fun. I love Pants.
Amazing. Yeah. I feel like I would have a lot in common with Pants.
And wait, Pants's full name is Underpants.
Underpants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not my choice. I wanted to name her Weirdo Jones.
Aww.
And then
and then she just got voted down to Underpants.
I like Pants. Yeah.
I like I do pants. Too. I do like Pants. I just Weirdo Jones was like, you know.
So
do you work with the different, you know, groups that go in to rescue these animals?
Mm-hmm. So we work mainly with Friends of Finn, which is under the umbrella of the Humane Society. And then occasionally we get to go on puppy mill raids and like help deal with the dogs that have just come out of there. Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of treatment that needs to happen. My dad's a veterinarian.
Cool.
And in where he practices in Laguna Beach, they don't put any of the animals to sleep. There's no kill shelter. So a lot of people will drop off their dogs in Laguna because they know if they don't want them anymore, because they know that they won't kill them at the shelter in Laguna. But then they have to get sent back because all the dogs have chips now. So it's like very sad. But my dad has a program where he will, whenever they find a dog, and like bring it to the shelter, he'll like nurse them back to health so then they can go to the shelter and then like find a home
and like be
that's
healthy.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's really great. So there's
how does he work it with this is probably a really specific question.
Yeah, I probably don't know the answer, but let's go.
But like pet fees, how does he do that? Because I feel like a lot of people show up with dogs and then they're like, do the work for free.
Like, how does he handle when people don't want to pay for their dog's treatment? I mean, I don't know how that side of the business
works. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to the veterinarian.
For sure. I mean, that's a whole issue because people
are like, fix my dog, but then
and then they're like, it's $2,000. I can't afford it. I'm going to leave it here. I'm put her down.
But people have to know that, like, dogs are not cheap. Like, it's not like you're getting this, like, cute thing to take photos with.
But a lot of people.
Having a child.
A lot of people don't understand that, which is.
It's like a 15-year commitment to have a dog.
Even if you. I think. I don't know. I end up with three dogs now. I think every time I go to the vet, it's probably $2,000. Every time we walk into the vet. Yeah.
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 Toast alone, I've spent over maybe $15,000.
Don't you have dog insurance?
Yeah.
Don't you have dog health insurance?
I don't have dog health insurance.
You are crazy.
Well, it's dog health insurance is weird. It's
I think that's also a crazy industry too.
Yeah,
I don't have dog.
Really sick. Like they covered like 90% of his, like, treatment costs. Yeah.
Do you think I'm being a fool?
A huge fool.
The interesting thing too about I think like you know having animals and taking care of them is like a lot of stuff can be prevented by like keeping the dog on the right diet and exercise. Like if you have an overweight dog. It's like, obviously, it's going to have issues. So
no,
just
my girl's
like, and you can
skinny.
Really control how much your food you're giving your animals. So just, like, treat them well.
I don't overfeed them.
I think
for human food.
It's funny because I was...
Dog food only, long walks.
Same. I was talking to my friend. I was talking to my friend. He, like, grew up with dogs. And his dad never really had, like, an interest in it. His dad was not a dog person. It was like the mom was obsessed with the dogs. The kids were obsessed with the dogs. But then he and all of his siblings, like, left the house. And their family dog died, and his mom got a new dog. And at the same time, his dad retired. So then the dad ends up becoming best friends with this dog.
Yeah.
And now the dad and his dog are, like, inseparable. But when they first became inseparable, I mean... He would, like, take him to, like, the putting green and, like, take him everywhere with him. And he would drive him to Dairy Queen to get him a pup cup.
Cute!
And then he would, like, go to McDonald's and just, like, give him a hamburger and, like, all of this stuff.
This sounds
so fun. It sounds like a TV show.
Yeah. It is really fun and it is very cute. But then after months of doing this...
Oh, he's fat.
I mean, my friend's mom was like, you can't do this with a dog. And, like, treats need to be treats, but anyway, before
I want a pup cup.
Okay, I know, sorry. I want a pup cup too.
Yeah.
What is a pup cup?
It's like a dessert.
It's
for a
dessert for a dog.
A Dairy Queen?
Yeah, they have it.
I love Dairy Queen.
I like, I don't know about these places that have like, you know, these like gourmet dog dessert treats. Like, I don't know about
that. Yeah, my dog likes pretty normal stuff.
Yeah.
Like garbage from the street.
Street garbage is top. Yeah, it's a top treat.
I think even for me, that might be a top treat.
Whoa. So before we transition to talking about 12-ish style, because we don't have all the time in the world, if our listeners are interested in adopting a dog or if they're interested in volunteering or doing something like that, how can they get involved? What can they do?
I just want to stress that you can rescue any breed. You can search on petfinder.com and search specifically for breeds or ages. And I want to encourage you also to consider not rescuing a puppy because puppies are assholes and they like chew your shit and like pee on your floor. And like a middle-aged dog, is chill and will sit on the couch with you and
it's
good. And volunteering, check in with the humanesociety.com because they have tons of volunteering opportunities for all different animals.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Beautiful. I love this.
Me too.
Okay, great.
Love. Okay, can we talk about 12-ish style?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to find out more about this.
Yes.
And I think our listeners would also.
Yes, I see a lot about it on Man Repeller. That's how I first saw it.
Oh, that's exactly why I started it, actually. Because Man Repeller did a story on last May, like a year plus ago. They did a story on like just dressing for a different body type. And I personally, like, I've just always felt huge in New York City because I'm 5'11", I'm like a size 12, 14, and like everything shopping, everything just is like a game of like, what can you fit into and like, what, like, what's your size and like, what's, and, you know, nothing's your size. But, so when I did that Man Repeller story, I saw all these comments from women around the country who were like, oh my God, like I've never seen my body type on the Man Repeller or anywhere. And like, you look great. Like we have the same body. And suddenly it was like I mean, not to be like Oprah, but it was like super aha moment. Like I was like, oh my God, I'm not the only person
what's like this.
Yeah.
That's like this. I'm the average size in this country. And I just, mm-hmm. I got super inspired because I was like, I don't want to feel like this anymore. And I don't want other people to feel like they shouldn't feel, you know, just because this is like how you're born or like how you're born. Like I make it sound like I'm missing an arm, like, which is okay right. too. Yeah. But like, I just, I want everyone to feel okay about their body, no matter what size you are, as long as you're doing your work to feel healthy.
I think it's like so amazing because even when you see like in the blogging space,
yeah,
so many of the bloggers are so thin.
Yes.
And it's very hard to like relate to like, yeah, that outfit's cute, but like on my body with like my right. huge boobs and like hips and stuff, like right. it's not going to look like that. You right. know what I mean?
Well, yeah. that's exactly. So I started a series called Supersize the Look where I take like a celebrity outfit.
I love them. They're so amazing. The side by sides. I love it.
Thanks. So I just did one with Kourtney Kardashian for lampshading.
Okay.
Not like with her. I just like took a picture. And and I don't know. I think it's really cool because celebrities pay people to look, to like make them look good, to like know like what trends yeah. are happening. And so I don't consider myself at all like a trend forecaster or like a stylish person with my own stuff. I just pull what works for me and try to help people pull what works for them too.
Yeah,
that's how most people are. I wouldn't consider myself a trend forecaster or exceptionally stylish. I just like mostly look at Jill and Greta and I'm like, what are those two wearing?
My thing is like, it's taken me probably until like, I'm not even kidding you, like this summer to figure out like this type of clothing that like looks good on my body yeah. and that I feel confident in.
Yeah.
And I'm 30. And you know what I mean? Like it's taking me that long. Different
things sometimes yeah. because I have found that things that sometimes aren't flattering on my body, I love and I'm confident in, even yeah. though it doesn't, maybe I don't look the smallest or like the best me. Like I'll just be in a caftan forever.
But half of it, I was literally just about to say a caftan because no one looks good in yeah. a caftan.
No, but I am in a caftan.
I love caftan.
But it's also like, it shouldn't even be about looking the smallest.
Right. I think that, you know what I mean? I think that right. 98% of looking good is how you think you
yes.
look. Because yeah. if you yes. step out of the door feeling like weird. You look amazing, then everyone will be like, oh my God, you look amazing. Right. When you leave the house feeling insecure or anything like that, yeah. everyone can just like smell it yeah. off of you.
Plus, definitely.
It's not like I'm, so here I am in my size 12, 14 and I look at girls who are size 0-2 who are having like body issues. And so why am I punishing myself because I don't have that body when they're yeah. punishing themselves with that body?
Well, everyone's punishing themselves about their body.
Let's
you know
just
what I
like
mean?
Stop like, the punishment stop for the body. Punishing. Yeah.
My friend Blair has an amazing joke how like women are just like born in a body that they're taught to hate and then they just have to live in it. And it's like, it's like, it's yeah, so that's so yeah. true.
Yes.
Because no one like gets a break. You know, you look at, like Jilly was saying, so many of these fashion bloggers, they're all sample size yeah. and they're all buying clothes that are so expensive and half yeah. more than half the time they're not even buying them. They're getting yeah. them gifted to them, which is like another thing to remember when you're right. looking at all of this yes. shit.
Yes.
None of this is real.
Yeah.
No. All of our listeners should know, none of this is real.
None of it is real.
It's all factory produced. I don't know a single blogger or famous person or anybody who is like a influencer that is like totally legit, that just like loves themselves, has all the money in the world, just like buy all this shit, right. has this amazing life. No, it's fake. You like take what you want away from whatever you're reading on
They're
the internet.
They're just providing you with inspiration.
Totally.
You have to remember that.
Yeah, it's not real.
Yeah.
I think that the space of blogging and fashion is gotten so much more positive though. And
definitely.
I think that
recently,
very recently. Yes. I'm talking like, I don't know, when they decided to put Ashley Graham on the cover of Sports Illustrated
I mean,
recently.
Or when Joe Jonas included her as the love interest in his yes. music video.
That's
I thought
what I'm
that
saying.
Was like amazing.
Yes.
And everyone is like, oh, but Ashley Graham is losing weight now and blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, you know what? She's still in the world's eyes a quote unquote plus size big girl.
Yeah.
And it's just.
And she is.
Like, and yeah. she feels sexy and great. And
she's
and,
hot as hell.
But I just, I'm happy to see that a little bit of change is being made. And, you know, it's yeah. important that it happens.
Yeah.
How What's do you actually... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, how do you feel about the words plus size? Like plus size blogger, plus size model? Like, does that bother you? Is that something that people should stop using in your opinion?
You know, it doesn't bother me. I'm not sure if it should bother me. But at this point, we just don't. And I know that we have all these great conversations going right now. And it's very trendy to talk about, like, in the media. But we don't have... until like the industry standard is just like, oh, it's just another model. It's just another person. Like until we're just having like size sixes and tens and whatever in like regular photo shoots. I think you need it to differentiate.
Do you think that's ever going to happen?
I was just about to say, I think it will happen. Yes?
I don't know.
I think it will happen once like our generation and the generation below us die. I know that that sounds awful, but I think that, like, by that point, I think that the children being born after that will be born into, like, more progressive homes. Like, just in our lifetime, so much progress has been made for society that I think that by that time, I don't know. I also think that people are just going to start accepting themselves more, but I don't know.
What's that going to look like?
I mean, I have no idea.
I have a question for you guys because you're all straight-sized, which is like...
What does that mean?
Straight size is like you can basically under like a size 10.
Okay.
So it's like a 10 and under. What do you feel about this like plus-size conversation? Honestly, does it even like... Do you... When you hear people are like, I can't shop like in a normal store or like I can't find my... Like why won't Rag & Bone make like my size? Like do you... Does this register on your radar or no?
I actually have problem shopping because they don't have my size.
Okay.
All the time. Like I even recently went to opening ceremony and they didn't have anything above a size 6.
Okay.
And a lot of time I wear that's very true. An 8.
Okay.
And that was like the first time where I was like, what the fuck?
Huh.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. It depends. Like, what was your question again?
That was my question. Like, does this ever, like, do you even notice it? Do you ever notice that sizes aren't there?
For sure. For sure. Like, when, if I'm like, I usually like fluctuate in my weight. If I'm like 5 pounds thinner, like, I can fit into stuff. If I'm not, then it's like hard for me to find stuff in a store that like fits. And I would not consider myself plus size.
What? You're tiny.
So, like, I have issues all the time.
It was just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's like, so I couldn't even imagine like going to a store and wanting to get something cute. Like, you know what I mean?
Like I can't, do you know that I can't shop at Madewell?
Really?
Yeah. Madewell is a mass. It's a mass.
Yeah. It's
brand.
A mass market store.
I have to go online to shop at Madewell. They do not carry my size in the store.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Right.
See, that's crazy to me from a Madewell perspective because if I'm Madewell, I'm trying to capitalize on the amount of money that I can make, especially in my retail locations.
What, do you hate money?
And the fact that you can't even have your distribution center send out like 10 size 14s. Yeah. Like, give me
and
a fucking
sell
break.
Out in a day.
Exactly.
It's also like the people that work there when you go to the store and you're like, oh, can I get, like when I was at opening ceremony and I was like, can I get this in an 8? And they're like, oh, you might literally, oh, you might want to try a different store.
No. The only person that can say that to me is Naomi Campbell, straight up. And I'll be like, okay.
I don't even know. And even sometimes, like, I want to buy stuff like in a bigger size so it's looser. Like, I don't want everything I wear to be like tight. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Lo, do you feel that way?
Or even, I guess, have you ever noticed it? And the answer is
to be honest with you, I have not taken much notice when there's not a size that's bigger than like an 8.
Right.
I just kind of am like rifling through the clothes and if my size is there, great. I think everybody's personal experience with dressing and like buying stuff is totally different. Like everybody has their own issues, right? Like I have this is my issue. I have like a really short torso. So like nothing fucking fits me. Yeah. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
the fit of things too. You know what I mean?
I guess that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like for me, it's the fit of things. For you, it might be that they don't have your size in the store. But yeah, I can imagine that it would be much more difficult if I went to, you know, five or six places and nothing was even, you know,
yeah.
If I didn't have anything available to me, right. That would be like really difficult.
I even feel like when you try on stuff with like tops, like with having like boobs, it's like they don't make them for women with boobs.
Well,
you know
that one, like, no top in the entire world fits me.
That, yeah.
And these G-sized titties, like nothing, right. Nothing works. Hello. Goodbye.
I think that like I felt more what you were feeling, not obviously as extreme, but when I was like 13 and 14, I had huge boobs and I was a 34F and I got a breast reduction.
Right.
But like that time frame being like that young, especially, and then needing to like get these bras made that fit me well. And like, you're already so insecure being so young, and then feeling like I would need to buy size 10 dresses and then get them like the rest of the body tailored so that it fits me. And it was a really like ostracizing experience. And I would imagine that having that be your day-to-day experience in consumerism in general, which is the foundation of the United States of America, it becomes a really frustrating way to live.
That's a really good parallel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, when you feel like, okay, so clothing isn't for you, which then means you're not relatable to what's in magazines because you're not relatable to other women. Mm-hmm. So then you're not relatable to your community and you're not relatable to anything dealing with that community. So that's
And then you're not relatable to men.
Right. And, you know, we live our lives for men. So
But it all trickles down, right?
For sure. I mean, there's nothing shittier than going and trying on a pair of jeans and, like, none of them look good on you.
No, and I mean,
jeans are crazy, though, because I'm 5'2". I literally have never been able to find a pair of jeans that, like, fits me right.
All that I do is wear jeans, which is so funny. See,
you have the body for jeans.
I have a jean body. I have a jean bod, but, like, the three of us, probably, tops do not fit me. Yeah. I have big boobs and I have like a big rib cage.
Me too.
And I just like cute little like corset. And I, you know, my sister has the most like beautiful body. Well, first of all, she was born a preemie. Okay. So like, you know, she was already small at birth, but she has a beautiful body. She has these like great décolletage. She's just like long and lean and she can like eat whatever and she has abs and like, I mean, she doesn't naturally have an ass, so at least I have that. But she does a lot of squats, you know, and she looks great. Yeah. She looks great. But it's like sometimes shit just doesn't work.
Yeah, everybody has their thing, I guess.
I'm sorry, Emily, you have a great ass. I didn't mean to
say
that.
Emily, you have a beautiful ass.
But I do think that the 12-inch style is...
I also feel like... Oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I think that the 12-inch style is important, and I think that it's important to start a platform where you can, like... be like, hey, I'm not here to be a trend forecaster or to tell you what to wear or even tell you what's cool. I'm more so just starting this to be like, hey, I feel good in this and I look good in this and so can you.
Yeah. Right. Hey, girls like me, here's what I'm doing. And like, here's how you can do it too.
The reason why I think it's also great too is because I think that the focus now should be for everyone on health and not weight.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because you can be like... You're, like you said, you're 5'11". Like, I'm 5'2". We probably, like, weigh, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's a height difference, you know? And it's, like, I think that people are so, or used to be so concerned on, like, the weight loss and that sort of thing as opposed to the health. And so I think it's great that, like, now it seems to be a shift focusing more on health.
Yeah. I read something interesting. I'm doing... Speaking of body types, I'm doing something called the 10-day detox diet right now.
I've read about this.
Yeah, it's like Dr. Mark Hyman. It's supposed to like reset your body. It's all about insulin and how sugar is just like the most evil of all evils. And there was a part in the book where they're talking about people's body mass indexes and how it really is like particular person to person. Like Shaquille O'Neal has the BMI of an obese person, but obviously he's not obese. He's just fucking huge.
Right.
So it really is your own personal, you know, I don't know, relationship to your bones, your muscles, your whatever, you know.
Totally. I mean, everyone's body is different and the layout of your body is different.
Right. Like 150 pounds on you could be totally different than 150 pounds on somebody else or 200 pounds or whatever it may be.
Faux show.
And I'm hungry, you fucking bitches.
What is the diet? What can you eat?
I'm actually not that hungry. Basically, the detox is vegetables, lean animal protein, so like
chicken,
poultry or fish, some eggs, and like a little bit of fruit in the morning in a smoothie, and nuts. But I have eliminated dairy, beans, all grains, all gluten.
What dairy are you on?
My problem would be the beans.
What day are you on?
I'm on day 3.
Oh, you're almost done.
So it's 10 days, and I'm not going to talk to you after day five. I think I'm just going to continue to feel better, actually.
You will. Right. I think that with like all things you go down, you'll go up.
Sugar detox is tough. I mean, I've done.
Yeah, I would just be sad to like not be able to have alcohol.
Yeah, Katie. Yeah, no alcohol, no alcohol. Coffee, none of that. But that's
alcohol and coffee are my two favorite things in life. So I can.
Yeah, that's not that hard. Those things are not that difficult for me. I don't really drink coffee anyway.
She's a tea drinker.
Oh. I drink
a rare bird
herbal
over here.
Tea.
People love tea.
I've never needed caffeine. I wake up in the morning and I'm just like ready to go. Yeah.
Oh my God, I got a new Instagram idea. An Instagram about people that love tea.
That's
tea lovers.
Dishwater. I know people love it.
Hold on. I think that's not your best Instagram idea.
Before we make our swift and seamless transition into sexploring, I want to ask one more question to Katie. When you finally decided to start 12-ish style, did you like wake up and were you like, okay, every day now I need to make a choice to like love myself more? Because I think that,
I'm loving myself for the people.
Because I think that you can play tricks on yourself. You can be like, oh, I'm going to start this and this will make me feel better about myself. And then.
Yeah, but it did.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if it worked.
Yeah. I have to tell you, it did. It was like finding my tribe. Once I realized I wasn't, like, I didn't have this, like, freak show body.
Yeah.
Because I've been working in fashion for 9 years. Like, all I'm around are people, like, size twos who are like,
oh. And PR, too.
PR is a whole nother animal.
Yeah.
So, when I realized that I wasn't alone and I just wanted to stop feeling that way, and I did. And I also gained weight. I'm just going to put that on the table. I gained, like, kind of a lot of weight. And I don't know if this is, like, my body forever, but I think the point is that I love my body 5 years ago. I love my body today. I love my body tomorrow. I'm just going to accept, like, wherever I am that it's okay.
Yeah.
And what are your favorite stores to shop at?
Stuart Weitzman, because I have a size 12 shoe. Clark's for a size 12 shoe, because I know that it's, like, not – a lot of people don't have a size 12, but I do. And then I love Eero, even though they're, a skinny French brand. You can, like, squeeze into some of their looser stuff.
Mm-hmm. I love Eero. The dresses fit me so well.
I love Eero.
How do you spell Eero?
I-R-O.
Oh, I know that brand.
Most of my – I feel like a lot of my clothes are from Eero.
I like Eero. Yeah.
And then I like Ayr, A-Y-R. You know them?
Mm-mm.
Where is that? New York brand. They make up to an extra large, which I really like because most small brands don't. And then, I don't know. That's it.
What about bras? What kind of bras do you wear?
I wear everything from Heidi Klum to, I don't know how to pronounce it, ever.
Chantel. Okay. I wear Chantel.
Chantel is actually, I will say Chantel is my favorite.
Yeah. Very comfortable bras. Yeah.
I like the cheaper Agent Provocateur.
Legend.
Yeah. I like Legend.
They don't go up to the width, the rib cage width. Because I'm wearing like a 38-40 at the moment.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
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 I just got resized.
Yeah. And they were like, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, they kind of shame
you. They resize me to an F.
It's like a weird old lady and they kind of like grab you and you shake you around.
I was wearing a 34D.
Yeah.
And then now I'm a 32F. And I can definitely, it's so much more comfortable though. Because I think I thought that I was like wider up here. So it was the width and it was actually just like the size of my breast.
I wear a 36C.
I'm just staring at your boobs.
I'm a 34C. Yeah.
I have such a wide rib cage. 36.
Wait, what are you?
I'm a 34C.
You have such good boobs.
I mean, I hope so. They're surgically removed and reshaped. But now since I, like, once I got a breast reduction, and I got it when I was super young, so, like, throughout being a teenager, my boobs were, like, so perky and amazing. Yeah. And now they're, like, getting not as perky, and I just, like, stand in the mirror and will, like, lift my arms up and see how I want them to look again. But if I ever have kids, I'm just going to get another. I'm going to get a lift and everything after that.
Yes. I think this is the perfect time, now that we're talking about our breasts, to move towards sexploration.
The worst word.
Breast.
No.
Sexploring.
No, not sex.
What do you want to call it? Boobs? Titties?
Not titties.
Nanners.
Titties.
Lo loves calling it titties.
Titties.
But she says titties with like an A-Y-S.
Titties.
Yeah, you said it earlier.
Titties.
I heard it.
My boyfriend calls them nanners, and it's disgusting.
Nanners is disgusting, too. Guess what? I don't know if I have a good word.
Yeah, me neither. I just...
Jugs.
Mammy jugs.
Honestly, jugs is just...
It's like very 80s to me.
Yeah, I like jugs, that. Jugs 2XL.
I like that.
I just like boobs. How about boobs?
Yeah, boobs is fine, too.
That's great.
Boobs
all right.
and jugs. All right. Katie, what are we talking about today?
I would like to introduce a topic, which I hope I'm not alone in feeling, but I feel as though the media has made men into these, like, sexual creatures, and they're all supposed to be, like, super sexually aggressive and, like, want it all the time. But guess what? I think it's a lie.
I agree.
And I think that women are actually the ones who might want sex more. Now, that second part might be, like, more personal, but I feel like, in general, it's more like that just men are pretty fucking lazy, and that they would rather do like 15 to 20 other activities other than sex.
15 to 20.
I also think that media has made it appear that like men are really good at sex.
Oh. Well, sure, of course. But I just think that they're just, men are
because
tired.
Men can have orgasms easier than women. And that is kind of, I feel like, what people equate to being like good. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's wrong. But yes. Right? And I just feel like men are tired.
Yeah.
The men of this world, they're tired.
They are.
They want to go to sleep. They want to, like, watch sports.
They want to rest around.
Well, they're also feel like women
they're stressed out.
They're so stressed out.
And, like, they don't get enough exercise, and they're not eating enough, like, real healthy food.
Yeah.
And it affects...
I'm fat-shaming men. I'm like, and you're fat.
Yeah. I think also, like, women like to be... Women like to be touched more, I think.
Yes.
And so I think that that kind of makes a woman maybe more sexual, because she's, like,
I'm always
probably
begging my
touching...
Boyfriend, like, please hug me, Batman!
Yeah,
man,
and then you're, like, you know, giving that affection towards the man more, too. So it's, like, you know...
Do you think that I'm wrong?
No.
No.
Do you really not think I'm wrong?
I really don't think you're wrong.
Honestly, I read some articles
recently you're wrong either.
That said the same exact thing.
No.
It might have been in like Cosmo
people
or
talk
whatever.
About this?
But yeah, like if you Google it, people are talking about it.
I haven't
How
read
men
anything
are
about
actually
this.
Like.
Yeah, and maybe even a New York magazine or something.
Well, here's the thing. I think men can
it was
be really
presented
aggressive.
To me recently in my internet readings, and I was like,
I think men can come on to women more aggressively than women can come on to men. And, like, maybe, like, that's the first, like, you know, step, I guess, in the, like, sexual process. But, like, I think if you're in a relationship with a man or, like, having more than, like, one night.
Sure.
I think women are more sexual.
Talk to me in a year.
Yeah.
You know, I think that women, it's possible, are more comfortable with, like, consistency and like the same thing.
That's very interesting. You're right.
It's really most of the time for about like love for women, right? And like for men, they want to do it like rabbits for the first month you're dating, but then they get kind of bored and they're like, you know what? I would rather just like jack off in the shower.
Yeah. I'd rather jack off in the shower should be the name of like my book.
Honestly, like, thank you. Spare me your sperm. Like, I don't want to fucking deal with that. I really don't. I hate cum. I hate it. I don't want it on me. I don't want it near me. It's sticky. It's gross. It's messy. I've had enough of it. I want them to just...
You're done with it.
Like, I want you to cum.
What helps make the world go round, Greta.
I get that.
Disgusting cum.
Oh my God. See, this is what I'm saying.
I had one of my exes had disgusting cum. It was like cheesy and chunky.
Gross.
It was
gross.
Literally. Here's the thing.
Oh, I can't believe I might have to go after that.
That was literally too much for me to handle. I'm eating lunch.
I just got into this argument this morning. You know when people are like, oh, if I could suck my own dick, I would. I want to be like, would you?
Yeah.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Yes. People say that. People are like, oh, if I could bend over.
You guys, I've never met anyone that said that.
Oh, maybe I should meet one of those guys. I mean, if you're willing to suck your own D, maybe you're like wanting to have sex. I don't know.
But it's just, I do agree that like men are so sexualized in media.
Yeah.
Also, men are sexualizing men in media too. You know what I mean? Well, now it's so like, oh, we have a bromance. So he's my bro. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Much the worst.
I'm like, confused.
For example, that movie that came out.
Which one?
With Zac Efron, who we were just talking about. Oh.
It's
just a man wanting to have sex with Katie.
Pause.
Do you know what?
Okay, we're back. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Somebody's phone rang. We just had to press pause for a second here.
Yes, Katie's. Somebody's phone rang.
I have an additional thought.
What?
I also think that there's... let me preface this by saying I don't have a problem with pornography. Yeah. Like, to each his own. But I think that there's so much pornography and it's so accessible these days. And a lot of dudes get so desensitized by all of the porn that, like, their real life sexual encounters, like, can never live up to what they're seeing on their computers.
We are seeing this, like, low libido.
I don't know. I think it could possibly contribute.
By the way, I'm not alone in this. I've had conversations with lots of women who like...
Woman I talk to says this.
I feel the same thing.
Okay.
You know what it is too? Women are just... We're all just banding together and becoming stronger and stronger.
I feel like when women give themselves to a man, they like... Since women are more resilient and tougher than men, I think
they are.
Yeah. That they give everything. They give like their whole mind, their body. They're like, okay, I'm committed to you. Like, you're my guy. Like, this is, you know, this is what I'm going to give. So they give their all. Always. Yeah. Like, why do you think, I know this is like a really funny statement, but like all of the Kardashian women have kept, you know, getting better and their men have fallen off from the fame.
I'm sorry,
and they've
what?
All managed to strive.
Wait,
to,
why is that?
Because they're women.
Oh, and they're just better.
Yeah.
Oh, you also, mean like the
you guys? Also, I love men. I don't hate men at all.
I don't mean that in any sense.
But do you just mean why do the Kardashians just keep getting hotter and better?
No.
What do you mean?
Through all of like their fame and like issues, the men have not been able to deal with anything, and the men are the ones that have like the drug problems and that.
Oh.
And the women keep on rising.
Well, I also think it could
be difficult. The women keep on rising, you know?
Yeah. I also think it could be difficult as, like, a normal dude or a dude, you know, who's an athlete or whatever, who's dating a Kardashian to be thrown into that cycle of...
But I'm talking about before
PR
they were even famous.
And all this stuff. I don't know. I just think it's...
Look at Rob, man. He couldn't... He's still trying to figure it out, man.
I know. I'm sorry. Watching Chyna and Rob's show is actually the craziest television I've ever seen.
I watched a clip where it was like he really wanted a boy and it was a girl. And then he like looks down and shakes his head. And maybe it was the way they edited it. But I was like, this is so uncomfortable.
No, I'm telling you, I've never seen people fight more over looking at each other's phones than on this show. It's
really
crazy. Yes. You guys, if you want to be fascinated by what society has come to for entertainment, please go and check out Chyna and Rob.
I took my password off my phone a couple days ago, and let me tell you, it was so freeing.
For who?
Just for myself, honestly, because my password on the iPhone now is like 8 numbers long.
Yeah. What if someone finds your phone?
Okay, well, that's what my boyfriend said to me. Yeah. He was like, but baby... What if you lose your phone? But, like, I've never lost my
phone. And she's going to lose her phone tomorrow.
Never. No, not don't say that. Tomorrow.
I'm kidding.
But I was like...
But do you have nudes on your phone?
I mean...
Do you have nudes on your phone? What
not,
a question.
Like, crazy, like, hello, I'm naked, but, like, maybe, like, a little boob here and there to, you know,
yeah,
send to my boyfriend.
Yeah, I definitely have that, for sure. Do you have that? You have so many nudes.
I just want to say it felt so freeing
guys,
to take
I have
the password
zero
off my,
nudes
phone.
On my phone.
That's great.
I have like Anthony.
And I just like leave
like
my shit around the house. I'm like, sure, use my phone, honey. I love you so much.
That's so
Bye.
Great though. But that means like that you're open and that you're trusting. And
yeah,
like,
we both are.
I like that. That's great.
We established that like, not, it's not even a boundary. I guess it's sort of like a unboundary.
Yeah.
We established that with each other from the very beginning. Not like immediately, like, oh, here's my phone, you can do whatever you want on it. But we established this sort of like open electronics vibe, it's where the, it's like, you can use my computer, you can grab my phone if you need to.
You have to do that.
You open electronics vibe. I love
you
that.
You have to do that. I agree. And if you, you don't do it, it means you're doing fucked up shit on your phone. And it means you're not totally committed to your relationship.
You're inviting the opportunity.
Right. I would agree with that. Like, if you get weird when your person looks at your phone, it just means that there's something on your phone they don't want them to see. And maybe it's not that you're cheating, but maybe you're talking shit. Maybe you're whatever. I don't know.
If watch your person's face. If you're like, can I look at your Google map for a second? Watch their face. If they like freeze up and looks like something's happening on their phone, look around.
For sure.
If they hesitate.
Yeah.
Okay. So
this has been a beautiful episode.
In summary,
we've learned about
everything.
We've learned about how to rescue dogs.
Feel good about
how to love your body.
Hold on.
Watch ESPN.
Katie, if you're willing to give, I just want one more piece of advice. Willing to give tips to women that have maybe struggled with wanting to take a nude of themselves. Because I think a lot of taking nudes of yourself come with obsession.
Listen to this.
Okay. You know what? She's not.
We get a tip on how to take a nude.
No, we're just going to get a tip on like
First of all, I'm amazing at taking nudes, so you should get tips from me.
Yes.
Second of all, it's like, it's going to take a lot of angles. You have to like swallow some pride and like get creative, get a selfie stick. Like, don't be afraid to like edit like certain parts of like your arm out. Like get like, just, you're going to have to get twisted up and you're going to be laying there twisted up and it's going to cramp, but it's okay because it comes out okay.
It's like yoga.
Lighting is important too.
Lighting,
the direct overhead fluorescent lighting is terrible.
Natural
lighting
is also really tough.
Yeah. I would also just like to remind you guys that if you are shopping at certain stores and you go into their fitting rooms and they have terrible lighting, it's the fucking store. It's not you.
Yeah, it's no one.
It's the store, it's not your store. Face.
It's not.
Yeah.
Also, why do all stores have bad lighting?
I don't know. It's so stupid. If it was just dark, everyone would buy everything.
If they had
let's just get some
filter,
mood lighting.
If you could filter the mirror, you would be like, sold.
Are you creeped out by my nude advice?
No.
I've actually.
I think that's pretty.
That's great advice.
Everybody has a cell phone these days, and everybody's taking naked photos of themselves. It's like,
is
not
that you guys? Happening? I am not taking naked photos of myself.
All right, well,
what does that mean?
In general, a lot of people are, and it's not this big a scandalo anymore. It's like somebody's
don't
naked picture
nudes,
comes out on the internet,
don't
and
feel
the next
forced
day
to take
it's
them.
Like old news. Like,
don't feel forced to take nudes,
but
guys.
I love my nudes.
If you want to take nudes, take them. If you don't.
I am like Katie, where when I
kind of fun.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm like, whoa. And then I take a nude, you know?
And I'm like, who wants it?
Yeah.
Like, I send it to
I send, didn't I send
it to you? I nude from Greta.
Yes.
I'm like, damn, you look so hot.
Put me on the distribution list.
I will.
Yeah.
I pretty much send all of my nudes to women.
Yes. Nudes are like, they're kind of empowering, right?
Yeah. And like kids out. I have vagina hair and I'm into it.
Yes.
So I love it.
I can't wait to go on that list.
I am.
That's like Greta's like statement. I have vagina hair and I'm into
that's
it.
Her sign off.
Whatever,
today.
I love it.
That's
all
her
right.
Sign off. Okay, this we gotta pick a lady.
Oh yes. Oh, at the very end of the episode, we let our guests choose a woman that they love and admire and that has influenced your life in any way.
And that's why we call it the show Lady Love It.
I love
full circle. Full
that
circle.
Was awkward, but
you guys,
that's why.
I love Amelia Diamond.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. Amelia Diamond.
She
has been such a support for me. She works at Man Repeller, and she has been, like, amazing.
Oh.
I love
she's
her.
She's a beautiful soul.
She is.
She
loves life.
What's up?
You can tell. You can tell when you meet Amelia that she is loving the life she lives.
Yeah. She's amazing. So
that's great.
Hi, Amelia.
I love that. Okay. Katie, where can our listeners find you online? And it's so many things, so...
The 12-ish style.
Yeah. 12 as the number.
Yep. The 1-2-ish style.
Cool.
Toast Meets World, Underpants the Dog, and Muppets Revenge.
Fab. I love that.
And go and buy Toast's book to
Toast
learn
Hampton.
How to summer in the Hamptons.
Get
and rescue
on Target.
And rescue a dog and love yourself.
Don't buy a dog, please.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show. Listeners, thanks so much. Subscribe. to our podcast. If you have any questions you want to ask us or throw us any advice.
Subscribe to Greta's Nudes Distribution.
Oh, yeah. If you want to get on my nude distribution, DM me.
Yeah. Or write an email to our website.
Yeah.
Maybe one she'll send you one.
Like, honestly, we'll send nudes. So.
And also, guys, if you love us, leave us a comment on iTunes telling us how much you love our show.
Also, if you hate us, don't comment.
Yeah. If you hate us, we really, you know, appreciate you listening and giving us a try, but, like, gotta go.
And I think that's it. I think that's it.
If you hate us,
ever.
Bye.
Yeah. Oh, wait. We still have, you can still fill out a city that you might want to come and see us in. So we're still interested in that. So
going
do
on
that.
Tour. Yeah,
on our contact page on ladylovin.com.
We love you.
We love you. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's me, Owen Benjamin. And I'm here to tell you about my podcast. It's called Why Didn't They Laugh? Right here on Sideshow Network. Each episode, we look at moments that a joke fails. Moments that we don't want to relive, but we will, because we learn from it, and it's kind of fun, and we're all kind of sadistic. Why Didn't They Laugh? With me, Owen Benjamin, every Wednesday and Friday. You can download it, be sure to rate it, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/OwenBenjamin. I love you.